The following program is a Creative Magic Network production.
Hey guys, right before starting this conversation, if you have a passion, you know, something that fuels your curiosity, well, on top of getting fascinating interviews straight to your inbox, when you subscribe to our FREE free Creative Magic community, you will get super cool exclusive gifts in return, such as the ebook Happiness Quotes by the Ambassador of Happiness herself, Marwa Sweeney, one of our hosts. And also, this small book is an anthology of 25 inspirational quotes about living a happy life from the inside out. It is cataloged by Marwa Sweeney herself and further enhanced by her reflections. She offers information, anecdotal stories, and more to help underscore each contributor's quote. And she also provides suggestions to help you incorporate these maxims into part of your mental landscape. So you can subscribe for free, FREE, at frederickbye.com. That's Frederick with a C, buylikebye.com.
You're listening to the Frederick Bye Show, where sky is the limit and space is the place. Here's your host, Frederick Bye.
Alrighty, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, sit down, relax, put your earbuds on. This is the Frederick Bye Show, and welcome. This radio podcast is about unleashing your creativity. We talk to experts. We step into the unknown. It is an inspirational, magical, intuitive radio podcast as we chat with charismatic enigmas. That's right, artists, people from around the globe, musicians, singers, radio hosts, business people, photographers, everything in between. I am Frederick Bye, the man of the hour, man with the power, I'm too sweet to be sour. Hey, I'm funky like a monkey, I sing like a bee, produce sweet honey, and I am pretty. I am your favorite French Canucker. And today we have a fascinating guest, and we're going to talk about kindness and business. Does kindness, certain people, if you treat them with kindness, they'll take it as weakness. And business is a dog-eat-dog world. And we're going to talk about that. She wrote an amazing book. Her name is Jill Lublin. She's the author of The Prophet of Kindness, How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships. And you can find her at jilllublin.com. That's JILLULUBLIN.com. How are you today, Jill?
I am doing fabulous. So much fun. I love listening to your intro.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And as I said during the intro, you know, okay, you wrote a book about kindness and business. You can't, certain people will treat you as, they'll walk all over you. And it's, I love the story you tell in the beginning of the book, about your accident, and you blacked out and you were on your way. You were doing the thing. And talk to us a little bit about that incident and how it propelled you in the next phase of your life, basically.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I'm a speaker and a consultant. I help corporations. And here I was rocking right along. And by golly, I had an accident and literally fractured both ankles in multiple places. And I took that as I call it, God stopped me in my tracks. And really had me relook at what was I doing, what I want to do. You know, I've always been helping people with media and publicity and getting book deals and all kinds of corporate training. And I realized, you know, that I just had to, well, slow some things down, let some things go, do what mattered most to me, and use media as a positive force in the world, which I've always been committed to. So I did all that. I just really slowed down to create a new TV show, at that point a radio show, and I did a whole thing called Messages of Hope, and really just took a next step, next level. So it was pretty darn exciting and awful and serious, and you know, it just really started me in a new direction. But one of the things that really happened from that, and I believe in coaches and I invest in coaches and people, you know, just like people invest in me, I have my own. And one of my coaches, I called him up and I said, you know, I just can't do this anymore. I had an accident and my income's obviously affected. And you know what he said? Jill, we're going to still work together. I'm going to literally get you back on your feet. It's okay. We're going to work together. And to this day, he's still my coach, my man in my corner, Mark LeBlanc. He's just an amazing human being. And, you know, that was a total blessing for me. And that was kindness in action.
And why did you write that book?
Well, here's what's interesting. I have a dear friend. She's probably been my friend over 20 years, and she's 82 now. I've seen her get older and go through the aging process and some of the things she's had to deal with because of that. And I've been there as a friend for her many times when she's needed it and different emergencies that she's had, as well as just, you know, hanging out and giving her company. And one of the things she said to me was that many of her friends have somewhat disappeared as she's aged, and how grateful she was to me for my kindness. And one day we were having lunch together, and she said, you know, Jill, wouldn't it be good if, you know, I just feel that so many people are not as kind anymore. And wouldn't it be good if we have a new kind of currency, the currency of kindness? And you know those moments, Frederick, when somebody says something and it just sparked for me the opportunity to serve the world in a new way, to help spread kindness. I mean, I've always been a person committed to kindness, and that's natural for me. And I think that as we all become more kind, the world that we live in, which is a little tough these days, will get better. And it's really person by person, act by act. And, you know, people talk about doing random acts of kindness. I say let's do conscious acts of kindness. You know, think about something really every day that you can do, small things, big things, whatever, anything we're in between. This doesn't have to be, you know, giving away $1 million. This is about paying for coffee for the Starbucks behind you, or if it's not an automated bridge toll, you know, pick up the person behind you, or fun things like that where you surprise people, and just simple things like how about a smile as you're walking down the street connecting with people. In our disconnection, in our so much connectedness, meaning, you know, with the email and all the phones and all the technology, that we become in a way so disconnected. And one of the profit of kindness pathways is connection. So those are just some small things that can make a big difference.
Right. On page 19 and 20, at the end of the page 19, you write, unfortunately, many people believe that they must be hard, tough, and unyielding in order to succeed, compete, or belong. They think they have to appear to be strong, decisive, and self-assured, anything but being a softy who shows gentle kindness. So they don heavy armor and prepare for battle. Many justify their hard-edged behavior on the grounds that business is a dog-eat-dog, or that only the strong survive. Okay, how do we go from that to kindness? Because it's like people in business will test you. And if not everybody, obviously, but and depends on the type of business you're in. But, you know, I think in general, if when people test you, they want to see if you have that edge, if you have that, you know what I mean? And how do you go from that to being kind? How do you reconcile both?
Well, here's the truth. You know, there are going to be some people who are unkind. I choose not to do business with them. But here's what's interesting. Look at the trend today. You know, Honda has just recently done a whole commercial campaign on kindness, the car company. McDonald's did a pay it with lovin' campaign where they accepted hugs instead of money. Boy, I wish they did that all the time, eh? Hyatt Hotels. I mean, these are some specific examples from Profit of Kindness of research we've done on real companies that exhibit kindness. Hyatt Hotels, for instance, was picking up bar tabs and spa treatments for their patrons. You know, I'm like, oh, I wish I were there at that time when they were doing that. The Ritz-Carlton, a hotel, you know, as we all know what the Ritz stands for, right? Why are they so successful? Because they are dedicated to kindness and service. In fact, one of my dear friends, Lee Richter, who's actually featured in the book, she owns two veterinarian clinics and does incredibly kind things for her employees, which I can talk to you about in a minute. But one of the things she does is she constantly stays at the Ritz. And one of the things she tells me is that as soon as she walks in the door, it's like, Ms. Richter, we have Abby's favorite toys in there. That's her daughter. We have, you know, water bowls for your dogs. You've got two dogs, you know, like that, right? And it keeps going. So why does she go there? Because of the service, because of the kindness, because she's treated well. And then funny enough, and of course, who she is an incredibly kind person for her employees. For instance, at Easter, she gives them Easter baskets. And then as soon as they eat the candy, she refills them like before they can even tell. And as she says, isn't it fun? Like think when you were a kid and, you know, your candy was always refilled. You didn't really think about it. And she provides, you know, lunch every week for them and different things that are quite kind. And every person I interviewed in the book, companies that are very successful, have practiced very similar things. It's all based on kindness. And, you know, that's what spreads the word around. Ivan Meisner, who's featured in The Prophet of Kindness, who formed BNI, the largest business networking organization in the world, started it, you know, from a focus of kindness. How do we help each other? Let's give to each other. Let's give referrals to each other. Let's support each other and collaborate. CEO space is also featured in the book. And I've been blessed to be on faculty there for more than 12 years. Same thing. We're all about collaboration, kindness. How do we help each other? What do we do? It's consistent. Mm-hmm.
All right. Once again, we're here with Jill Lublin. She's the author of The Prophet of Kindness, How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships. You can find her at JillLublin.com. You have a wonderful story in your book about Sheila getting a gig with the Los Angeles Times top film, with the Los Angeles Times, actually. And can you tell us that story in your book? Because she, you know, it was a great, coincidence, I should say, but her kindness, quote unquote, helped her get the gig.
Yes. And actually, if I may tell you another story, only because that was one of the writers who was helping me. That was one of her friends. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you some other interesting stories about kindness and what it's done. So, you know, one day I was traveling and had been speaking all day and arrived in Las Vegas very late at night. And the hotel reservation I had was, well, they didn't have me. Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Lublin, we can't find you. And I was supposed to be in Vegas for 3 days doing some corporate consulting. Well, you know, I'm already tired. I've got to get up the next morning and start again pretty darn early. So I had, like, at this point, about 5 hours to sleep and getting less by the minute, because I found out that when you check into a city after midnight, guess what? All the site bookings are down because they're booking for the next day. Most of the hotels don't answer their phone because it's after midnight. They figure everyone's in already. So finally, I found a Marriott Renaissance in Las Vegas, and I called. This is after calling, like, I'm not kidding, probably 15 hotels, most of which were quoting me rates close to $300. Now, I'm a, you know, savvy traveler, and I know Las Vegas should not be that kind of rate on a Friday night, you know. Mm-hmm. So I finally found the Marriott. The Marriott quoted me just a little under $200. And at that point, I'm like, okay, I'll take it, you know. Well, I walked into the hotel, and the woman looked at me. She was probably the same one who had quoted me the rate, and she said, "Looks like you've had a hard night, darling. You know what I'm going to do? Why don't we say 129? Don't worry about it. You know, we'll just say 129 and you just go get some rest." And I'm like, "Yeah, all right. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful, you know." And right. I woke up the next morning now after 4 hours of sleep, because obviously I spent all my time trying to find a hotel and get somewhere. And, what was interesting is I called down, and here's the first thing they said: "Good morning, Miss Lublin. What a delight to serve you. How may we help you?" You know, after the kindness of the night before, after that incredibly kind greeting, the first thing I said was, "Can you book me for the next two nights?" You know, that's the first thing. And here I am talking about them. Now, is that kindness? Yes. Does it pay it forward? Yes. What I'm finding is that companies who are kind create loyalty, like Southwest Airlines. I am a very loyal member to Southwest Airlines, not only for the wonderful free baggage, because I love that, not only for the heart on their logo, which, by the way, there's a heart on my book, Prophet of Kindness, also for their kindness in their policies. You know, I just find them flexible, which, by the way, is one of the pathways to kindness. They're compassionate and they're kind, and that shows. So this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, on page 59, you write, you know, how can we go from being kindness actually will lead us from being a one-dimensional salesperson into the right, you know, you're going to be a salesperson for the right market. Talk to us a little bit about that and how kindness can help us that way.
Well, in terms of connecting to the right market, you know, the point is that your customer connects emotionally with the product, right? That your customer cares and knows that you're communicating to them and that you're best suited for them, of course. But I think really listening to their message, knowing that you have a good work ethic and that you care. And of course, you have to let your customers know how to engage with you. You know, to be kind also means you're a good business person. To be kind means you have good policies in place, that you speak well, that you're competent. All of that matters. And then trust gets established, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, for instance, many of my people who follow me on JillLublin.com, follow me on my blogs. We're going to start a, you know, Kindness Pays Big Dividends blog and have stories from people. So, you know, that's going to become a newsletter, a community, and then people can keep in touch regarding kindness. And I think that's really the point here. You know, many people have said, actually, Tim Sanders said it first, that your network is your net worth.
Yeah.
And then I interviewed Sandra Yancey at eWomen Network. And one of the things, you know, they talk about too is very much that and all about connection. So I think that's really important to understand that your people who are part of your network are an established capital in your network. You know, I was recently on a cruise right before the Prophet of Kindness book launch, and many of the people have known me many years. Well, there they were on the cruise taking pictures with my book. And as soon as we launched the book, they launched, you know, pictures on social media, reviews on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, because they know me, because they love me, because they've known me many years and know who I am and that I'm consistent in the marketplace. And I think that makes a big difference.
Right, right.
You know, in terms of how people see you. Mark Sanborn, who he's an incredible trainer and speaker and person in the National Speakers Association. Well, Mark saw me walking by at National Speakers Association conference, and I said, Mark, I'm writing a book on kindness. Would you be so kind to give me a testimonial? Which he did, which now appears on the back cover of Prophet of Kindness.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that's kindness, right? Mark's a busy person, but yeah, he took the time to do that.
Right. And you have other great people who wrote a review for your book. All right.
Yeah, Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank, John Gray from Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah,
and John Assaroff from The Secret and all kinds of other wonderful things.
Yeah. And okay, how can gratitude help raise our bottom line? I love how you say it.
Yes, thank you. Well, you know, here's the thing. You've got to be grateful for what people are doing with you, for you. Referrals, right? So expressing gratitude is so important. And I think people hear that, but they don't always remember it. So handwritten thank you notes go a long way. Another thank you to someone after something nice. I think, you know, surprise gratitude, not just when expected, but when not expected. You know, I think that's really a key. So gratitude really anchors the feeling of goodwill. It spreads positive intention. And one most important thing is it just really decreases negativity. I don't know how else to say it, but really just saying, you know, in fact, in the book, the U.S. Department of Labor, we found out people leave their jobs because they don't feel appreciated.
Yep.
Right. So gratitude brings in thank you. It increases productivity, engagement among your customers and clients, loyalty. That's incredible. Great things that gratitude does.
Absolutely. And on page 81, you talk about making a gratitude journal with a business twist. Talk to us a little bit about that. What do you mean?
Yeah. So, you know, like that, in the coffee shop, I was able to go quickly, or, how about that my assistant turned in the project on time, that, Recently, actually, I celebrated my 17th anniversary with somebody who works for me, 17 years together. And, you know, I sent her off a letter expressing my gratitude and thanks with some money in it. And it's cash, actually. And, you know, I know people like cash. And I hope it makes it through the mail. But, but you know, fun things that, you know, maybe she didn't expect. She certainly didn't expect that. And this, the woman who I told you about, the 82-year-old who inspired this book, you know, one time I wrote her a love letter, everything I loved about her, I love about her. So I think that's really important. But, you know, to your customers, are you saying thank you? I love Send Out Cards. That's a great company that allows you to send wonderful cards that say thank you. So, for instance, I have a list I made, and I recommend this to everybody. Make a list of people who are what I call your advocates. This I learned from Mark LeBlanc, my business coach. And these are people who jump up and down and say, hire Jill, or, you know, they're just really, they're advocates of mine. Not necessarily, by the way, fans or read my books, but there are people who will refer business to me, who I really respect and admire. It could be any number of categories. And I like 25 of them because that's manageable. And every single month, Frederick, I send something to them. So in November, I send them a gratitude card. You know, in December, I send a happy holidays. Sometimes I literally pick up the phone and call each one. This does not have to be expensive or high investment. It's just remembering people. And I think in today's world, because, you know, we're all so easily connected, that we forget to go in front of the keyboard and write that handwritten note, pick up the phone, you know, send something special. Just take a moment and say, I'm thinking of you, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Make a moment and do it.
And you talk about thank you as a competitive advantage. And I think that's awesome. Thank you very much. All right. Her name is Jill Lublin. She's the author of The Prophet of Kindness, How to Influence Others, Establish Trust and Build Lasting Business Relationships. You can find her at JillLublin.com. All right. Patience versus perfection. What's the difference? Go ahead.
Yes. What is the difference? You know, I have to tell you, Frederick, when I was writing the chapter on patience for Prophet of Kindness, everything to test my patience came up. Everything. You know how that is, right? So, you know, I went, okay, thank you, God. And it's always a wonderful thing to watch patience. I think we have to be careful, especially in business, of what I call knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah.
People will do things that are upsetting to you. They do. You know, it's whether it's your employees, your team members, whether it's your customers or your clients. You know, things happen in life, of course, in our family. You know, I was sitting on AT&T on hold the other day for 35 minutes trying to order my new phone. And that was after a 1-hour attempt, you know, 3 weeks before that completely aborted when the guy somehow dropped the line. You know, it's like things like that, right?
Yeah.
I always say, you want to test your patience, just call any utility company and try going through their. I attempted to make my tax payment the other day, and all I did was go round and round in that lovely voicemail queue, you know. So all that's about patience, right? And, you know, that all that took me longer than necessary or expected, all of it. And I just think there are points where you have to, let go. You have to watch your reaction. You know, on that cruise I was telling you I was recently on, I was in the spa enjoying myself and came out to, the ranting and raving of one woman who was basically giving the woman at the desk a really hard time. I'm not exactly sure about what. I was trying not to listen to everything, but I did notice that she was quite verbal and vocally abusive, actually. And the woman behind the desk, you know, this is the part about, you know, patience and then just like drawing some boundaries, right? And the woman behind the desk said, you know, I'm really listening to you. I understand that you're upset. I'm really trying to help you, but please don't talk to me in that voice and please lower your voice. Mm-hmm. Now that's an appropriate response, don't you think?
Well, it depends on how she said it, you know?
Well, she said it nicely. Okay. She said it nicely. And the truth is, you know, it goes on both sides, right? I'm sure that woman screaming had a very valid point. We've all been there and upset about something. I know I have. And I, I will do the best I can to say, you know, please help me out here. This is not okay. Here's why it's not okay. But I'll tell you, I also notice when someone's willing to help and someone's not.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm a, as an example, because I travel a lot, obviously, I experience a lot of this in the world of travel, particularly the world of what I call, you know, everything's somewhat, discretionary, you know, mm-hmm. like, upgrades on hotels. And I notice, you know, some will do it very wonderfully and easily and some won't. And sometimes it's really, you know, they'll say, oh, it's the policy of the hotel. Well, listen, I've traveled enough. I know there's lots of discretion in all kinds of places. And if you ask kindly, it's often given to you. And sometimes it isn't. And sometimes they're not so kind. And I pay attention to that too. Like,
yeah.
You know, there's a certain hotel in Tucson, Arizona, that's with, you know, my favorite premium points, and I'm not going back because they weren't very kind like that.
Yeah, right. We got a few minutes left. One last question. Buddhism and business. I like the story of the Dalai Lama, and I didn't know that from reading your book, from about $200 to $3 billion a year is spent due to depression in the workplace. So that's crazy. You know, and talk to us a little bit about that. Buddhism and business. Compassion, basically.
Yes, compassion. Well, let me just say that the Dalai Lama has said that kindness is his religion. Now, this is a major world leader. And by the way, I'm not necessarily a Buddhist. I just want to say that. But what I love about the Dalai Lama is that kindness is his religion. I mean, if we all said that, regardless of what religion we were, it wouldn't really matter, would it? Because it's really all about compassion, which, by the way, you know, in the Prophet of Kindness, we have seven returns on kindness, as I like to call it, and they're pathways to profit. One of them is compassion. And, you know, interestingly enough, when you're in a workplace and your employees are depressed, upset, it costs a fortune because it affects productivity and it affects the way that the customer is treated. It affects their everyday workplace and, in fact, costs the company a lot of money. And so, as you said it right away how much it costs. So when we're looking at that, I think it's really important. One of the other pathways to kindness is flexibility. And if your employees need some specific, you know, extra support, or they need to take off because of related things going on in the family, or because of, you know, whatever's happening, then we must be flexible. We must be compassionate. You know, I do some consulting, and one of my clients last week, we had a consulting session scheduled, and she got on the line, and I could tell she was in that moment of a little bit of stress, and she was doing bookkeeping, and she was distracted and all kinds of things. And then she said, oh, Jill, you know, I didn't do the assignments we talked about. I'm not really ready. I said, great. Why don't we reschedule? I can hear this probably isn't the best moment for you. How about we reschedule? She goes, you want to charge me? Now, by the way, in my contract, it does say if you miss a session or, you know, et cetera, you will be charged. But of course, in this case, it's about compassion, flexibility. I said, no, I'm not going to charge you. It's no problem. Mm-hmm. Why don't you go do what you need to do? Like that is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got a minute left. Where can we find you? Where can we buy your book, Jill?
Sure. Thank you so much. So go to profitofkindness.com, and there you can buy the book. It helps lead you through all the Amazon, Barnes and Noble. And then, of course, any local bookstore near you, please ask for it by name, profitofkindness.com. Also, if I can help you in any way or support you with, I help people get book deals, get publicity, and I do a lot of corporate training and speaking. So please get a hold of me at support@JillLublin.com, and that's support@JillLublin.com support@JillLublin.com. Be great to help you.
Awesome, Jill. Thank you very much. I'm going to let you go. It's 30 minutes. So thank you very much for a great book, by the way, and very informative and inspiring. Thank you very much, Jill. And I will contact you once the interview is published.
Thank you, Frederick. Thank you for having me. I so appreciate you.
All right, Jill. Have a great day. Alrighty, another great interview, guys. Another great interview with another wonderful individual. You know, it's pretty cool to have these people on. Jill is a wonderful lady. I would really suggest you get that book. Again, it's been reviewed by great people, high profile people, and I'm glad to be able to interview these people. I mean, it's awesome, the new people that I get in contact with. But anyway, hey, when you pick up her book, guys, from our website at frederickbaya.com, Amazon kicks back. We're linked with Amazon, basically. So when you pick up her book from our website at frederickbaya.com, Amazon kicks back a few bucks to the show, and it helps cover production costs at no additional cost to you. No hidden fees, no nothing. So if you like what you hear, you can help by going over to frederickbaya.com and click the link to her book on her page, and it was really that simple. And also, actually, you can do your entire shopping, online shopping, through our Amazon links at frederickbaya.com. Again, for the same reason, really helps the show, helps us out, if you like it that way. Also, would like to thank those who pledged to our Patreon page. You are really helpful to the show, and we are grateful for your help. In case you're wondering, Patreon is a wonderful way, simple way, for you to contribute to the network every single month and get super cool exclusive rewards in return. You will love the perks. I promise. Our Patreon page is at frederickbaya.com and click Patreon in the header. Also, guys, we're looking for new hosts on the Creative Magic Network. You know, if you're mission driven, if you have a passion, if you want to start your podcast and have access right away to an audience, you know, reach us at frederickbaya.com and click become a host in the header. The Creative Magic Store, open, alive, and well, is designed with meaning, meant to inspire you, tap into your intuition, and add a little bit of magic into your life. So the Creative Magic Store, in the header at frederickbaya.com once again. So it's that simple, guys. Yeah, it's that simple. You can also leave a review in iTunes or Stitcher. And tell a friend, you know, leave a 5-star review. Really helps a brother out. All right. Time for me to ride off into the sunset. I don't know what I'm going to do today, actually. I'm going to work a little bit and I'm going to edit this podcast and then I'm going to chill a little bit. So stay safe and don't forget, live with purpose, passion, fire, and love. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Frederick Bai Show. For more information, go to frederickbai.com. That's Frederick with a C, bai like bye-bye.com.